I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. When I say I'm growing Asian greens, many gardeners automatically think of Chinese cabbage or bok choy. But there are many other unusual Asian greens that add spice and visual interest to a salad or stir fry. I've grown many of these over the years, and here are some of my favorites that may be worth a try in your garden this spring. Mizuna is a deeply serrated leafy green that comes in green and purple leaves depending on the variety. This mild-flavored mustard green is great in salads, and it regrows from cuttings so you get a few harvests from each plant. Tatsoi has unique spoon-like leaves arranged in a 6-inch diameter rosette. The leaves are dark green and thick. They're great in stir-fries. Shunjiku, or edible chrysanthemum, is a low-growing green that's harvested when young for use in salads and for making pickles and sushi. It has a mild, zesty flavor and a pleasant aroma. The plants even produce small yellow flowers if left unharvested. There are also a number of beautiful and spicy mustard varieties. I like Red Giant for the red-tinged large leaves with a zippy flavor. Osaka Purple has large purple pungent leaves that add color to stir-fries. Whatever Asian green you choose to grow, plant them in spring or late summer. These greens mature quickly within a month or so and taste and grow best in cooler weather. If your greens are very spicy, it's probably due to stress from hot weather, too little water, or overcrowding in the bed. Watch for aphids and spray them off with a hose. Flea beetles can be controlled with sprays of diatomaceous earth. Harvest these greens on the young side for a more tender leaf texture. And now for this week's tip. This month, shower with your houseplants. With our cold weather and dry indoor air conditions, these tropical plants suffer in winter. A dose of high humidity and companionship will do them wonders. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about flower garden design. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.